All right, we're back for another rousing game of, well, I guess just...
A continuation.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not really another rousing game. It's just a continuation of the same game we've already been playing.
Yeah, we're going to do the last week, week three, and then the climax where we ask them to prom.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get rejected to prom.
I've been rejected so many times in this game, it's fine.
I mean, it sounds very realistic. I mean, I didn't go to prom. I literally... Honestly, I swear I had this conversation not too long ago. I think it was Mother's Day weekend. I was talking to my aunt, and I was telling her, I was just like, for some reason we're talking about prom, and I was just like, I literally never went to prom.
I never went to prom either, and I have no regrets. I don't care. Everyone's like, you're gonna regret it. I'm like, no.
Me either. The only reason why I never went to prom is because I was one of those people where I was just like, prom literally seems super lame. I never went to any school dance because it seemed lame.
I hated school dances. I hated them. I think I went to homecoming once in high school, and it sucked, and I'm like, why bother?
Yeah. The thing is I was like, no school function I've ever been to was fun. I'm just like, nothing that a school is going to put on will be fun. We will have more fun if we go do our own thing.
I had fun things, but I'm also just not a dance person. Like, I'm not into, like, dances.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, a formal dance or homecomings or proms or whatever, like, I don't get anything out of that.
I feel like it's a leftover from, like, old society where, like, their whole thing is they got together for balls.
Yeah. Also, my high school, like, our prom sucked. Like, it was held in our cafeteria. So it's not even like we gotta go to a cool place or anything. So it's like, yeah, why would I go?
Honestly,
so ours was especially lame.
Honestly, they would get more out of, I think, just... If schools just had their own, like, little venue things that they had, like, little kickback
like
things...
Like events in and stuff?
Yeah. I think that would be way more beneficial.
So and like, it felt less like you were in school.
Yeah. Instead of going to prom, it was just like, hey, I'm just going to go to this concert. Like, instead of having a fucking dance, how about you, like, book a fucking actual concert person that someone would want to go to? That's what school...
You think schools have money for that, though?
They got money to pay a DJ? They could probably find somebody.
I think DJs are a little less expensive than someone who's, like, a musician that people want to go see.
I guess, but I feel like DJs make a killing during, like, the homecoming prom circuit. They're like, I get booked at these, I get paid thousands of dollars each time. And I'm like, you can get, like, a
My high school probably paid $20 for their DJ.
Yeah, but I feel like you can probably find a local for $20. Here's $20 at a Fresca.
Yeah, basically.
Love that. Anyway.
All right, Leia, let's...
Let's get back into this game. Oop.
Apparently there's a keyboard behind me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did we take too long? Wait, we have to pick an object. Quick, pick an object. Toaster.
Jacket.
Okay.
Okay.
Player order is decided based on how likely you would end up in prison if the police caught you trafficking this in front of a school. I said a toaster.
Nice. You said a jacket.
I guess we have to randomize it because that one was...
Yeah, I don't know. You won once again.
I'm back on top. I'm back in first position.
All right, morning time.
Yay.
It's your last morning.
All righty.
Where are you going?
Okay, so my boldness is at a full drop at this point.
Depending on, I will say this though, for the characters you're going for, boldness is one of the less important stats.
Yeah, I don't really think I need it for my dude specifically. Mm-hmm. Can I only buy a tampon from the girl if I go?
No. Most stuff is cheap. Most stuff is like 5. There is one thing that's usually free.
What do I want? Like, what kind of stuff can you buy from her, really?
So it's mostly just, like, random things that might give you stats, or, like, nothing will happen, but they might trigger an event or come up later in the game. Like, I got some, dragon erotic fanfiction, and I ended up, getting in with one person because they apparently also really like this fanfiction. And sometimes they will trigger secret endings, but usually this late in the game, they're not gonna show up because it's too late for the plot to start. Also, there's this thing called the gift that keeps on giving. So this is free. And it's a surprise. Basically, you'll get something. It might improve your stats, but you don't really pick which. It's just very random. It might give you a lot in some stat, but then, like, take away from others.
So would it be beneficial?
There's one thing in the gift that keeps on giving called a very good salad, where it just gives you a shit ton of stats. Like, it boosts all of your stats except for money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point, would it be, like, beneficial for me to go?
I don't think it'd be a bad idea.
Okay, let's go to the bathrooms then.
Yeah, you have enough money, and also with the ones you're going for, you don't need money to woo them, so... Hey, last night I read this article on how money causes pocket cancer in the long run. You don't want to get pocket cancer. Quick, give me that dangerous money you have in your still healthy pockets.
Wow, she's really trying to shake me down.
So your options. You have some impractical yet kind of funny glasses. Remember when these used to be cool? Now they aren't. But they're so ridiculous that they're still fun in their own twisted way. A PR agent. High school social life is so hard nowadays that hiring a PR agent is totally a thing. So this you can't afford. It's a penguin mask. You want this, you sick pervert? I had no idea you appreciated good old reverse Romanian Wilkinson. I must admit, it's kind of hot you're into that kinky shit.
Oh, goodness.
A Russian novel with an insightful approach to universal matters such as love and death. Are you sure about this? You can always use Wikipedia to get the general idea and still be able to act as if you've read it. A motivational poster. Crafting your art requires years of hard work, education from great mentors, and tons of raw talent. But damn, that sounds exhausting. So let's settle for a motivational poster for now, okay? A sexy fake Latin accent. Why? The hottest thing is being yourself, honey, but a Latin accent is a close second, TBH. So this is the gift that keeps on giving. So this is just a random thing. Here's the bag of cocaine.
I can't afford it because it's $10.
Yeah. A tampon used by the former prom queen. You know, for good old blood rituals, or in case you're just a creep with an unhealthy obsessions. Don't even dare to ask me how I got this. And then a fake badass tattoo. It has flames and a skull and even a knife. With this, you can murder your enemies, go to prison, make everyone your bitch, and then murder them too, and go to some kind of super prison? Street cred plus 9,000.
Do I want the gift that keeps on giving or the Russian novel? I think I'm going to go with... I don't know. This is a hard decision. Russian novel.
The Russian novel?
Yeah.
So your smarts just went up.
Okay, cool.
To 15.
Cool. I love it. That's on brand for me.
Yeah. And it's good for the ones you're going for.
Where are you going?
Let's go outdoors. I love going outside, you know.
For recess, you're doing it again.
That day during recess, you start a half-hour rave that goes full crazy. You spot Juan, the small magical Latino cat, who seems a bit sad. He explains to you that he's worried people are so used to calling him Juan, the small magical Latino cat, that now everyone defines him only by his size, magicality, ethnicity, and species. He's more than that. You correct him. You don't see him in such simplistic terms and convenient definitions. It's just that there are around 23 other different Juans in the school, so adding all that to his name is quite necessary. You tell him you'll never forget about him and the crazy adventures you both lived together in Monster Prom's prequel, Monster Middle School. You have a great time remembering those crazy stories. You gain 2 fun.
Are they gonna do a release of Monster Middle School?
I hope so. You're doing your thing when a wild Damien suddenly appears.
Hey, you. You look like you have nothing better to do. I need a moment. Wait, I need a mount for the prom. Okay, that's why I thought it was moment, because it didn't sound like someone would just casually throw out mount.
Wrong game for for what you think people would say.
I need a mount for the prom, because walking is for losers. And also because I lost my driver's license after I drove my motorcycle through another Sunday school picnic. But I won't take any lame-ass mount. I need the best creature in hell.
This is the saxophone part I was telling you about.
This is the what?
The saxophone.
Oh, I thought you said sex phone. That is a lot of saxophone.
Crazy. It's like, wah, 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 and you're like, okay.
So let's brainstorm. If you don't answer in the next 10 seconds, I'm putting a bit in your mouth and riding you.
Yeah. Do you know what a bit is?
Well, I'm not a horse girl. So.
It's just the metal bar that will go in the mouth.
Mm.
Kinky. All right, we're talking hell here, so a goat, but not just any goat, a goat that's a real asshole. What about that giant gelatinous 50-nosed creature at your house that spits bile and eats corpses? I've also seen this before, this particular
interaction,
but I don't remember what the answer is, so, because I'm pretty sure I picked the second one, but I don't remember if it helped me or not.
There are no right or wrong answers, Catherine.
That's a lie.
Only getting rejected to prom. What's your choice?
We'll go with the second one. Did I only have 10 seconds till he rides me, so... Okay, cool word. Oh, you mean the cradle of filth? That's not a creature. It's what we use to replace our swimming pool.
What?
Though I could put it on wheels and arrive on it. Of course, I'll have to inform the superintendent not to bring anything flammable. Or no, wait, everything flammable. You make a mental note to bring a gas mask to prom. The fact that you're going despite the danger means you gain 3 boldness.
Your boldness is out of this world. Heh. She's such a bold fire lady.
A video game? Well, I only know 2.
Okay, I got one.
I'll pick a different one. Alright, 3, 2, 1.
Kingdom SSX. Hearts. What?
SSX.
What is that?
It's like a snowboarding game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what'd you say? Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, I said Kingdom Hearts, but now I wish I would have said Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I almost said Sims, because that's what I usually go to, because I'm like, I don't play a lot of video games. Alright, so it's decided based on how difficult it would be to teach a person from ancient Sumeria, brought to life only for this purpose, how to play this video game until they became a pro gamer.
I feel like either of those would be very difficult.
Yeah, I don't know Kingdom of Hearts. Do you want to just do random?
Yeah, let's just randomize it, because Kingdom Hearts, it would just, like, explaining the plot to them would be a lot.
Huh, I won this time.
Lucky you. Oh, it's noon. We're sitting at lunch. Let's
do this! Hell yeah. Oh, we have a side character. That's fun.
Wait, where?
On the corner there.
Oh, who's he? Do you not know?
I've met him before, but I don't remember him well because I haven't seen him much. But there's another side character by Damien, so I'm going to sit with them.
Okay.
When you get to Damien and Zoe's table, you find yourself in the middle of a pretty tense situation. Dahlia and Damien are sitting right next to each other, chewing their lunches way too hard and furiously ignoring each other. Zoe is staring excitedly at the two of them, phone out, ready to film. Is this it? The final showdown between Stormy Blue Nightmare Dahlia and Spicy Red Baby Damien?
Spicy Red Baby.
Is today the day that Aquinos finally claimed the 8th Circle of Hell? Alright guys, I've got my phone camera ready and rolling. You can start the bloodbath whenever you're ready.
Dot dot dot. Dot dot dot.
Any second now.
Dot dot dot. Dot dot dot. Give us a fucking break, will you? We're not gonna resolve the centuries-old debate between our families in this cafeteria. It's anticlimactic.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here because Damien's so scrawny and insignificant, I didn't notice him before I sat down.
And I'm just sitting here because fuck you.
Yeah, fight! For the last time, it's not dramatically appropriate. Zoe does not respond. Instead, she wordlessly slides 2 knives across the table and waits patiently. So what's your play so here? Chaotic. Will you convince them to fight or convince Zoe that there's something even juicier going on? I've convinced them to fight before. Fun. Anyways, well, you know what they say. If you're not fighting someone to the death, it's usually because you have secret sexy feelings for them. And then, look, I know you guys can't actually fight for the 8th Circle right now, but you must want to fuck each other up at least a little, right? How about a thumb war over dessert?
Good options.
I picked the first one last time when I was trying to go for Zoe. And it was very funny. They got super offended. But I'm going to go with the other one in hopes that it will win me over Damien. Great, it worked. A thumb war? That's clearly beneath me.
You know what's beneath you? Your butt.
How dare you! 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war!
5, 6, 7, 8, my thumb is full of boiling hate.
Love it. Stop punching my thumb with your other hand!
I will when you stop hitting mine with the hammer.
Never! Your fruit cup is mine!
Not if Mr. Dynamite has anything to say about it.
Damien shoves a stick of dynamite into his fruit cup, destroying the cup, cracking Zoe's phone, and effectively ending the thumb war. Ah, yes, it is just as the poets say. In the contest of war, the only true winner is the dynamite salesman.
And me, because I blow up a fruit cup with dynamite.
And me, because I won the thumb war.
The only thing you won is my fist in your mouth.
Damien looks happier now because there's no better dessert than gratuitous violence, and he surely notices he got an extra portion, thanks to you.
Alright, I want to go sit with Vampire Boy for a night. We're putting in the work.
You approach Liam and Vera at their table, but before you can sit down, Vera holds up a hand. Stop. This is the cool people table where only cool people are allowed. Do you want to voice Liam now?
Yeah, I can do that. I would agree with that, Vera. Or what? Sorry, I will start over. I'm having, like, war flashbacks of, like, being in school and, like, reading the stuff wrong. And they're like, you know, people are just like, you illiterate bastard.
Oh, gosh.
I would agree with that, Vera, with what Vera just said. But agreeing is something only uncool people do. Wouldn't you agree, Vera?
Nice try, Liam, but I think we're getting away from the point. This interloper still wants to sit with us.
Well, if he wants to sit with us, he is going to have to prove he's cool as we are. He is as cool as we are. But without, like, trying to prove it. Trying is so uncool.
So, what's it going to be? Well, I guess I'll be going then, because there's no way anyone could ever be as cool as Liam. Let me ask you this. Would an uncool person be giving Vera 50 monster dollars right now?
See, the second one is actually a really funny response. Yes. And I kind of want to go with that one, but I feel like that one won't do me good. So I'm going to go with the first one.
Okay. Good job. So you got Liam's effect.
Wait, was that sarcasm?
No, of course not. Chad was clearly being totally sincere.
There it was again! Are you two doing this on purpose?
Now, why on earth would we do that?
Gah, I can't tell whether you're being sincere or ironic. It's so cool. Everyone knows clear and efficient communication is the least cool thing of all. You've wooed me with your open disdain for language.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
Exactly.
Vera and Liam invite you to sit with them and chat. By the end of lunch, none of you has any idea what anyone else meant. So cool.
Okay, I don't like either of them because they seem like they like playing games. And we're not here for that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not here for playing games, bitch.
All right, everybody chooses a historical figure. Say your choice out loud.
Okay. Got one.
Okay, I have one as well. Three. Two, one.
John Wilkes Booth.
Wonderful. Picture this. 5 years ago, this historical figure time traveled to our times, and now they live in the present time. Player order is decided based on how likely you would buy a gossip magazine that contains hot info on how the historical figure is now in a relationship with Leonardo DiCaprio.
John Wilkes Booth would be so interesting.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Cool. This is our last chance to woo them.
Oh, yay! Fucks the robot.
Oh, my God.
What if I go to class? How funny would that be?
You can.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go to class. Oh, wait. Hold on. Do I want to go to class or do I want to go to the gym? Because my character seems like he wouldn't go to the gym, so that... Let's go to class.
Okay. That day, you listen to your elders and learn valuable lessons. Sometimes, after all the monster nonsense and the dating gimmicks, you forget that attending class is supposed to be the primary activity at this high school. You gain 2 smarts.
Hey, your boldest may be up there, but I'm super smart.
Lately, you've been being cute with Liam, but in an ironic sense. And he seems to tolerate you, which is like third base for Liam. So tonight you're having a picnic at the graveyard. It's like a date, except it totally isn't a date, because dates are super cliche. But it's totally a date. It's time. You're gonna kiss him. You've practiced a lot with your pillow, which might or might not be a body pillow customized with a real-size full-body picture of Liam. Maybe. Here you go. You know what, Chad? I've been thinking about the concept of kissing. And not because being with you makes me think about kissing. But don't you think kissing is such an outdated and vulgar concept? Your best way of showing your feelings is by putting your mouth over another person's mouth? But you wanted to put your mouth over his mouth, god damn it! Come on, Chad, prom isn't just around the corner. Think quickly, think of a never-before-seen way of showing your feelings to Liam. So, don't show your feelings, sing your feelings. Or, being figurative is for cowards. Real winners are always literal. Show Liam your feelings.
I'm gonna go with the second one.
The second one?
Because that's something I would do.
You're ready to show Liam your feelings in a literal way. You start a magic ritual to give your feelings a physical form. Yes, there is a magic ritual for that. Magic is just stupid. Your feelings are many and complex. When putting all of them together into a physical form, it turns out they add up to the shape of a feral puma. What are you doing? First, you spend an hour of a picnic ignoring me so you can scribble some weird runes on the ground? Oh yeah, that ritual took you an hour so you couldn't focus on Liam. And then you summon a freaking puma in the middle of it, which is like the fifth to last thing I like in a picnic? Just between two pumas and gluten. Not cool, Chad. I'll let you solve this yourself.
Oh, no.
And so he leaves. Subduing a feral puma turns out to not be an easy task. It rips two smarts and one fun off of you, and it hurts big time.
I like how I always get, like, whatever plus I get, I always get the minus of it.
Yeah. I feel that.
I'm so annoyed with that. Because, like, in any other sense, being straightforward about how you feel is, like, really what you're supposed to be doing. When he's just like,
yeah.
God, you're being straightforward about how you feel. And I'm just like, this is so stupid. I hate this.
All right, I'm going to go outside because, you know, I know who I am. That day during recess, you start a half-hour rave that goes full crazy. You're talking to Juan, the small magical Latino cat, when he tells you that you won't ever be as fun as Bob, the scary clown. You accept the challenge. You go straight to Bob, stab him several times, open his bleeding chest, and eat some of his guts in order to consume his fun. Really? Do you think that's how this works? Well, it is. You gain two fun from poor Bob.
Poor Bob.
Afterwards, Damien comes up and punches you affectionately in the shoulder.
Hey, asshole. Go to hell. Like, literally. My house is in hell, and I'm inviting you over. Don't read too much into it. Only one problem. In order to get there, you kind of gotta damn your immortal soul. So how about it? What crimes against God and man will you commit to... So we can hang out. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I think I'm already damned. Looking into your eyes feels so good, it must be a sin. Or I'll run over a bunch of nuns with a lawnmower.
I like the lens with the lawnmower response.
Okay. This is another one where it's like, I've seen it happen, but like, I can't super remember what the right answer was, so.
Oh, this is another one you've seen already?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the lawnmower? Ah!
Wouldn't okay. It be funny if that wasn't the right response?
You never know, because there was definitely one where I think with Damien the option was being really flirty or like being aggressive, and someone was aggressive and it was the wrong choice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just have to know your guy.
Yeah, and also I do think they do switch answers, because there was one thing. I remember there was one situation that I came across twice, and one time, and I did the same answer both times, but got different results. So I do think it does occasionally switch, but it is usually the same.
What if it's just all, like, they've gotten so in-depth with it, it really just depends on what your previous answers with.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, that's a thing. I think your stats may also have something to do with it. I'm not sure.
That just means they put a lot of thought into this game.
I don't know. But like I said, like, the way it's done, it tends not to be super predictable. Yeah, the old nuns under a lawnmower prank. Classic.
Let me know if you need to borrow my lawnmower. It's got monster truck wheels and a grenade launcher. Okay. These days, you can never be too careful when mowing down nuns. Okay.
You know they're starting to carry nunchucks?
Amazing.
What is the world coming to?
With the help of Damien's nun mower, you're able to gib a whole convent of nuns, even if they are all black belts in nunjutsu. You gain 2 fun and 1 money from the collection plate. Amazing.
Monster prom draws near.
Oh shit, time to ask someone to prom.
What if I just asked a random person and I'm like, hey.
You could, but I can tell you right now they'll reject you. So you can choose yourself or pick someone.
Honestly, at this point, I don't know if it would be good if I asked Liam, because I feel like he might say no. But at the same time, is it weird that I feel like if I asked Calcu Lester, he would say yes?
It's up to you. You can try.
I'll go with Liam. I feel like he's going to say no. But at this point, at this point, let's just play out the journey of me trying to seduce vampire boyfriend.
Great.
I kind of, like, high-key hate him, though.
Same, which is why I don't really play him much. Alright, and I'm gonna go with Damien.
I was gonna say, ask someone random. Alright, so asking.
You finally pluck up your courage and ask your beloved to go to the monster prom with you. You and me? I'd rather go to prom with a bag full of garbage as my date. Wait, that'd be so disruptive. Thanks for the insight. Enjoy embracing eternal solitude, my friend. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a bag full of garbage to court.
I told you.
It's okay. You moved on from this horrible and shameful failure. You became a functional person, and eventually you met a sweet banshee named Ash. You shared lots of common interests, and after dating someone for years, you married. One day, in the middle of a casual conversation, you mentioned how you couldn't get a date for Monster Prom. Despite your years of happiness, your marriage couldn't endure such a pathetic revelation, and so Ash abandoned you the next day. And thus, you live the rest of your life alone and sad. Never forget, Monster Prom is the most important thing.
Okay, then. I hate it. See, I should have fucking asked the robot.
I honestly don't know. You may have had a better chance with him, I'm not sure. I think the reason you didn't get Liam is because your creativity was too low. Because that's one of his stats. One of them, because usually it's a combination.
Well, fuck him.
Again, there is a strategy to it, and I'm starting to get a feel for it. But also, the fandom wiki has all the like minimum you need to get. I didn't look at that though, because that's just spoilers. I like figuring it out myself.
Yeah, I don't like cheating. I don't do that with like any game.
Like I only found that out because someone, like a friend of ours, was looking at it, and they were telling me this stuff, and I'm like, yeah. But anyways, finally pluck up your courage and ask your beloved to go to the monster prom with you. Prom? With you? You dumb fuck. That's a fucking great idea. I got really scared there for a second. Are you sure? Are you some kind of genius or something? I'll tell you what you are. My date to prom! This is also the most enthusiastic I've ever seen him about going to prom, so I'm very pleased with myself right now. Prom night was awesome. I'm sorry, what?
Achievement unlocked, polyamorous.
What does that mean?
That means... So, polyamorous is when you date, like...
No, I know I'm polyamorous, but I'm like, how did I get that? Anyways, you and Damien reflected on all the fucked up misadventures you had over the past few weeks. You've definitely been your worst self. After some good laughs, you conclude, well, I'm definitely going to hell. He stayed silent a bit after that. Then he added, you know what? I see no problem with that. Best night ever.
Wow.
Yeah, so these are the amount of outcomes.
Oh, wow.
So when you pick options, there are 1,976 different things that could happen.
Or 1976.
You know.
Sexiest porn.
Yeah, and there are 41 different endings that you can get, which is like the endings are like prom. So we didn't get any secret endings there. Because you either go to prom with someone, get rejected, and then if you get anything else, it's a secret ending. So one of the secret endings that a friend of mine unlocked the other day was with Calcu Lester, where basically one of the side plots was that Calcu Lester was building this whole virtual reality, and that instead of going to prom, she went into the virtual reality and had an orgy with a bunch of mini Calcu Lesters. And it was so... wild.
I love that. Damn it. See, this is why
so Great, and I can show you some of the secret endings I have unlocked after this, but it gives you fun little quotes. So I got most likely to be replaced by an evil version of themselves with no one realizing, and then Damien got sexiest horn.
I should have fucked the robot.
You should have fucked the robot.
I said it in the beginning, and then I'm sorry.
I do think you were close with Liam. He's another one of the ones who's pretty harsh when he lets you down, though.
I mean, I'm not upset because I also, like, hate him at the same time. I just only asked him because it seemed the most likely.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get it.
All right, so we're in the epilogue now. Those 3 weeks were maybe the most epic and absurd weeks of our lives. After the monster prom, we kept on living our lives, falling in love, battling for friendship, and learning about who we were and who we could be. And you know what? Like it always does, life happened, and it was wonderful. Damien loved fire to the very end. Unfortunately, that wasn't a super legal affair, and he ended up in prison for arson.
Oh, goodness.
Fortunately, prison was flammable. Liam kept doing art so hard that he eventually evaporated and became the concept of coolness itself. As he left the physical plane, the last thing Liam did was give everyone a condescending look. Vera realized she was a character in a video game, which infuriated her. She spent her life making connections and building power because she's not part of the game. She plays the game. So be careful. Maybe now she's the one pulling your strings. For those 3 weeks, the Monster Prom seemed larger than life, and then it was gone, just like that. The battle for Monster Prom may have ended then, but there were plenty of battles left in that war called youth. But once again, we were young and unafraid, and we were ready to start.
Do you know what's really funny is I also think I probably had a shot if I would have asked Vera in a prom.
She's actually really hard.
Well, all of my interactions with her were, like, good.
Yeah, well, she's one that once you start getting to the end, she, like, does a test with you, and if you don't pass the test, you don't get it. And you need to have a lot of money and smarts for her.
For Vera?
She gets really hard once you, because it took me a few tries to get her.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Ollie's one of the easiest, because just do things that are really random or involve drugs, and, like, it's the right answer. Like, she's probably the easiest to get. Scott's not too hard.
They put so much into this. There's an actual song.
Yes. Can I skip? I know there's a way to, but I haven't figured out how yet.
Oh, I feel like that's the thing with, like, every game. They always have you, like... You can't, like, fast-forward through, like, the credits and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, fair. They're like, hey, we did all this shit, and no one seems to fucking care.
Yeah. Mind you, I do like the Polaroids and stuff. It's all very fun.
Yeah. It's a fun time. I enjoy the aesthetic of this game.
Yeah, same here.
Like, if this were a show, I would watch it. Like, I think it would be fun.
Same. I've said that as before. I'm like, this would be such a great show.
Like, a good, like, Netflix that, oh, goodness, orgy planner. Like, I think this would make a good Netflix show, especially since they do a lot of, like, animated series to begin with.
Yeah.
Plus, this, like, falls in that realm where it could kind of be somewhere in between, like, Rick and Morty / BoJack.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, somewhere up in that realm where it's, like, there actually was, like, an animated series, it was called Clone High, I think.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
We should watch it sometime, because I've never actually watched it.
Neither have I.
And it's a cult classic, because people talk about it all the time, but I've never watched it.
Yeah. Aw, our prom photo.
I went by myself. Because I'm a loser.
No.
Enjoy solitude, they said. I can't believe, I say I can't believe Liam rejected me for prom, but at the same time... Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, if it helps at all, when I played with a friend of ours a few days ago, it was their first time playing, and they unlocked the achievement for your worst self because literally every single answer they had was the wrong answer.
Oh, goodness. Worst self. All right. You're your worst version.
So I'm going to go to the gallery so I can show you some of the endings. So these are all just, like, the usual endings, like... You know, that stuff.
Oh, Monster Saunas. What's that?
Monster Saunas. Yeah, so that's what I was talking about, where people make themselves. Okay, so one secret ending that there was... Okay, thank you. was that there's a ghost sheet that you can buy at the store, and someone got that and convinced Polly that they were a ghost.
I'm a ghost. Go with me. I love faking people for prom.
These are when, so Liam got prom king, and then Miranda was prom queen because she, like, killed a bunch of people. I helped her do it. It was fun.
It was fun.
Oh, here's the picture from the orgy.
Oh, goodness.
Which also, every now and then, Calculester, his screen will become that.
Oh, goodness. What's this?
So, I actually just unlocked this afternoon. Basically, Zoe, the deity, has a whole cult.
Oh, goodness.
That follows her and is obsessed with her. Basically, the cult thought I was a prophet, and so I influenced them to, like, be better because they were behaving very poorly and bringing her sacrifice goats and stuff, and she was hashtag over it. And I influenced them to do things that she'd like better to the point where, like, they became even more powerful and, like, she really liked them, and she's like, yes. So we went and did some cult stuff instead of going to prom.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Zoe's, like, her backstory with all the cult stuff is pretty fun. Also, they get so specific with, like, fan fiction references. Like, it's too much. They like, reference M. Preg and stuff in here, and I'm like, I can't do it. It's so much.
You know what gets too real? When they start to talk about Wincest. You're like, well, oh now God, I need to leave.
Yeah. Well, they, like, there's one thing where she's talking about, like, M. Preg and self-cest, and you're like, oh my God. Okay, so the monster sonas, this is where people were, like, make their monster selves.
Wait, how do they make their monster selves? Is there, like, a generator?
I don't know. I need to figure it out. See?
It just says, like, little thingies. Like, oh. And then you just post it to the gallery, I guess?
I guess. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we'll have to investigate this and then put it together. It'll be fun.
Because I'm so into it.
I know. I say that, like, retroactively, like, when this episode is released, this won't, like, already have the image on it, but...
To be fair, like, I think it might also, it may have been, like, a temporary, like, thing on Twitter that they did. I don't really know.
Hmm.
But, yeah. Anyways. They also, there is one plot line where one, the small magical Latino cat...
Yeah.
Where they, like, you have an option where you're... And, like, I selected, like, oh, he needs more fan art or something, because he's like, oh, people don't like me. I'm like, oh, you just need to make people do fan art of you. And then the game is like, you reading this. Yes, you. We need you to, like, go make fan art. Here's, like, the Twitter hashtag. Like, make us fan art of Juan the Small Magical Latino Cat, because I'm pretty sure they're putting him in the new game. The sequel that they're making.
Oh, fun.
Because you never see him in this game. You just hear about him constantly.
I really need to, like... invest in their Twitter, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like they're very active. And
yeah, they do seem to be. Also, I think this game has online capabilities, so we should figure out how to play with each other.
Yes! I love that. I love remoteness.
Exactly. But yeah, it's a good time. Love this game.
I enjoyed it. It was very much how I enjoy, whatchamacallit, Dream Daddy, but, you know, with monsters and stuff.
Yeah.
Which... is just as much fun, if not more so.
Right. And it's, like, and it's especially, like, it's one of those games that is more fun to play with other people, generally. Like, it's a great party game. But
and
you can
really
sit there and enjoy it by yourself, yeah. And like I said, like, there are so many secret endings and stuff like that, and, like, different things happening, that's, like, you don't really get bored that quickly. Like, there's always stuff to do.
Mm. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it so much fun. Oh, I miss the alien prince.
Oh, the interdimensional prince, yes. He is the worst, but also so great. Same for the Slayer. She's funny because she will just randomly appear and try and kill everyone. But like, all the time. But she's not good at it.
I wish I could ask the dimensional prince to prom.
I know, same.
That's really what I want, because
okay,
I want
so
more options.
Apparently, there is a secret ending where, like, during, you know, lunch, so there are two doorways on the side. Apparently, every now and then, it'll let you go through the doorway, and you, if you go down the doorway, you find the narrator, and you can romance him. And apparently he's, like, this big, like, he looks like the picture, where he's just, like, this gray guy, like, no face or anything, but he's, like, super buff, and he's wearing nothing other than a trucker hat and a Speedo.
I love it.
Yeah.
I can't.
And I just desperately want to find him.
I was going to say, new goal, seduce the narrator.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Because so, as soon as she said trucker like, hat and speedo.
Yeah, so that's why I say, like, these side characters, I'm like, to my knowledge, you can't, like, seduce them. But also, I don't know what other secret endings they are, and I don't want to look them up because I think, like, you know, like, I want to be surprised. Exactly.
Fun.
Apparently, there's one where the credits are replaced by a song that is rapped by a couple characters.
Oh, now that sounds like
I'm not telling you which characters because, again, it's the surprise is more fun, but... Again, people just keep telling me these things when they find out, and I'm like, I'd be surprised, though.
Because everyone's just like, I have to unlock the weird shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait. I can't wait to delve more into this game. I needed something else to... Honestly, I say that as if I do not have a plethora of video games. I'm like, I own a lot of video games,
yeah,
to say the least. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Pokemon, so I have, like, most of the newer Pokemon games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ones after X, I play them constantly. Well, whenever I get a, as I call it, a wild hair up the ass, and I'm like, oh, I really want to play Pokemon.
Oh my god.
So, like, I play those constantly. I literally just bought a game on PlayStation not too long ago. Like, I found out that they had a remastered version of, like, .hack.gu, and it has, like, all of them, because it used to be on, like, I think I used to play it on, like, PlayStation 2, like, way back when, but it was such a wildly popular game that they remastered it for 4 with additional, like, an actual Part 4 that had additional content.
Yeah.
So, like, they put every, like, all of it together into one game so that you can just play it all the way through. And I bought that, like, over a month ago, and I have yet to play it. Mm-hmm. I still have Witcher 3. I have, Bloodborne, which I never play. I have, I just have so many games. I have games that I've bought that are downloaded onto my computer, or not my computer, my PlayStation, that I still haven't played. Like, yeah. I bought Persona, is it Persona 5? Like, the most recent one? Like, back when it was on sale, I think, at the beginning of the year or something like that, or at the end of last year. Still haven't played it. I bought so many games I have not played. That's the problem.
I don't really buy games until I know I like them, so...
See, I'm the complete opposite. I buy stuff based on if I think I will like it, because 9 times out of 10, I'm usually right. The only time... I've only been wrong, like, maybe 1 or 2 times in recent years.
Yeah.
Like, my mom got me the newest Guitar Hero, and I don't like that one as much as I like the old ones. Like, I play Rock Band way more.
Yeah.
Especially since they constantly update
I haven't played any new Guitar Hero game. The last Guitar Hero game I played came out in the 2000s, so...
Ah, yeah. The new one, they changed the guitar so it has, like, upper and upper and lower frets, and then there's... Yeah. So it's, like, 3 buttons at the top and then 3 buttons at the bottom, like, at the neck.
Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Like, I realized that I didn't like that because it felt, like, harder to move my finger, like,
yeah,
get my fingers into those
yeah,
positions.
Because
yeah. It was only, like, 3 spots, and I feel like when you play guitar, it's, like, way more places for you to put your fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was like, don't really care for that. But whatever. I mainly stick to playing fighting games. Honestly, you know what last game that I played that I got super into was Dragon Ball, not Xenoverse, the newest one, FighterZ.
Mm.
I have Dragon Ball FighterZ, and I also bought some additional characters not too long ago. And once I bought them, I played with them for like a hot minute, because when I first got the game, I had to play it all the way through.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I want to see what the story mode's like, and I wanted to unlock characters. And the annoying thing is you really don't unlock characters until you get to the actual very end.
Mm-hmm. See, I've never been one for games much. I'm just really bad at games, is the thing. And that's why I like simulation games, and like, logic games, because that's something that doesn't require any hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, I mean, like, I honestly play The Sims the most.
Yeah,
so that's
I love The Sims. I'm having so much fun with Strangerville.
Really?
Yeah, so many people hate it, but I'm like, honestly, I'm here for it. It's so wild. I'm here for the weird, like, alien plant possession stuff. Like, it's so much fun to me. Like, and obviously it's not going to be as fun once I finish the entire, like, story, because it's story-based. And unlike Monster Prom, it doesn't have a million different endings. It's just, like, one plot. But it's still, like, I honestly am enjoying it a lot. And I love, like, the stuff that it comes with, and I love the world it comes with. And, you know, so I personally am having a good time. I don't know why everyone complains so damn much, but...
Honestly, the only expansions I really want to get for Sims are Get Famous and Strangerville.
I personally really like them both, so.
Yeah, only reason why I want to get Famous is because when you said I could be a YouTuber, I was just like, that plays into too much of...
It's great, yeah.
Like, Sims also, is already,
I will
like,
say, your Sim is going to get rich being a YouTuber way faster than they're going to get rich being an actor. I tried. It's so much easier to get rich as a YouTuber.
And that's the thesis.
I mean,
I was about to say, as soon as people figure out how to monetize TikTok, it's over, but...
I think they already have.
Yeah.
So I was listening to this podcast about a movie coming out, and it was a TV show that's already out. I'm getting my stuff confused. But have you heard of the show The Other Two?
Yes.
So the kid who plays, like, that main kid who gets famous in it, they found him on Musical.ly.
Wow.
They apparently casted a bunch of, like, famous child actors and stuff, and they were like, it's missing something. And they went on Musical.ly and found this kid and cast him.
The weird thing is I'm just like, Musical.ly is just, like, such a random thing that existed.
Yeah. I know. Apparently this kid was super famous on Musical.ly. And that's why they liked him, because, like, in the show, the person comes up to fame very similarly, so they're like, oh, there's, like, authenticity because this kid's living through what the character is. And I'm like, but is it acting, or is it just being...
or is it just turning on the camera and he's there? Mm-hmm. That's the real question.
Anyways.
I don't know.
That's the tea.
That's the tea, sis.
And that's the motherfucking tea.
Here's the mother... Now we're just quoting videos.
All day.
You know... I was thinking about this earlier. I'm like, there's so much of our... I was going to say our culture, but I'm like, I feel like just interpersonal communication between, like, our generation and, like, the generations that have come behind us that is, like, meme-based. Like, we interpersonally interact, like, hey, meme, like, haha, meme, haha, meme.
Especially now that I'm so rarely around someone who's not in my age group. I realize I'm getting a lot worse at communicating with people who are not, like, in meme culture.
It's
like,
true.
Like, I don't know how to communicate.
Also, it's, like, weird trying to communicate with other people who you don't know what their meme language is.
It's true, yeah.
You're like, I don't know if they're, like, super dark. It's like not knowing someone's artistic style. It's like, are you impressionistic? Surrealist?
Yeah.
Are you irony memes?
You know, so are you, like, white middle-aged woman memes? Like, what's up?
Are you, minions? Are you minions who have been edited to look thick? Or are you minions in a wig that say snappy one-liners?
I wouldn't know how to, like, summarize my meme theme.
I feel like those two questions are very they tell you a very specific person.
Yeah. Because my meme style is a little all over the place. It's much like my Gemini self. There are sides to it.
Yeah, I think the third option to that would be, would be a deep-fried meme. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll see a deep-fried meme, and I'm just like, why does this look like this?
I love the concept of deep-fried memes, and, like, I love the general theme of them, but a lot of them are also super problematic. So that's where I kind of end up, like, I'm on the deep-fried meme subreddit, but, like, you know, I'm not, like, loving a lot of them, you know what I mean? Every now and then I find a real good one.
I like how the end of this episode is really just turned into meme chat.
Yeah, well, I think we went on a few journeys.
Yeah.
During this episode.
Oh, I was just thinking, like, living through meme culture, like, going through, like, tier... Do you remember tier memes? Or...
tier memes?
This was, like, way, way, way back when, like, Tumblr had just started and, like, memes were on the rise and there were the ones that were, like, there were always a square image and there was just, like, angry wolf.
Yes.
There was angry wolf. My favorite version of angry wolf was angry
I'm not that
wolf.
Young. I was around, Chad.
Yeah, well, I'm just, like, I don't know if, like, missed that period or not.
And even it's, like, even depends on which parts of the internet you're in, also.
Yeah.
Because, like, there are some people who I know who are just as involved as in, you know, meme culture as I am. But, like, then there'll be some meme that, like, I hear referenced all the time that they've never heard. I mean, I have a, we have a friend who I, like, just a couple months ago had to explain yeet to. She had never heard the word yeet.
How has one not heard yeet? Well, that's the thing. I feel like
she's less involved in internet culture, but, like, that's still an example of, like, how can you exist in this world and not know what yeet is?
I was going to say, are they, like,
heard of it before?
Are they, like, really white? Because that also can play into it.
No.
So that's the weirder thing. Now you're going to have to tell me who that is after we stop recording.
I will.
But, you know, this was a fun time. I actually really enjoyed playing Monster Prom. I can't wait to play more of it.
It's so much fun.
The writing
is, like, A+.
I'm super excited about this thing right here where I'm seeing, like, they're going to come out with a new game.
Go watch the video for it. You can download the demo.
They have a demo?
Yeah, I haven't played it, but you can download it. And watch the video for it because it's, like, I'm so excited for the game.
I feel like the more I get into, like, game culture, the more I feel like, should I have delved into game writing? I feel like that's the path I really should have gone down.
I mean, there's still time, right? Maybe?
There is.
You're still young.
I know. I always say it like I'm really old, but it's just like, putting in the work to go down a career path is just so much work.
That's true.
And I've already done so much to not get to where I am now.
Oof.
That's what we end our episode with. Realization.
Oh, we never got to see the coven. Oh, there's a coven of witches in this game, and they're funny because everyone hates them, and they're just trying to, like, save the world all the time, and they're like, oh, whatever, go away.
They're so funny. Can't wait for that to come up.
Yeah, there's so many fun little side characters that come up. Leonard is the fucking worst. He's basically an incel, it's fine.
Which one's Leonard?
He's like... let's see if he pops up. He looks like this, like, short little duck. I don't remember what monster he is. But, like... It's funny because I was playing this with someone who was a game design major. And he's just like... And I asked him, I'm like, how many of these people did you have classes with? And he's like, so many. Because Leonard's a gamer. He actually wears a shirt, like, his t-shirt is in the Star Wars font, and it says Send Nudes.
Love it.
So, like, to get context for, like, the kind of character Leonard is, it's that.
Well.
Yeah, just have fun. I'm so glad I introduced you to this game, because it is truly a gem.
It's a fun time. Honestly, I can't wait to play more games like this in the future. I feel like I'm trying to decide whether or not we should do this on something like Twitch versus for our podcast.
I think it'd be better on Twitch so you can see it.
Yeah, that way we don't have to read as much. We can just...
Yeah, I get tired. Like, my voice is so tired. Because this is also the second time I've played it today. Like, I can't talk.
It's okay. It's cool. You've just been, tomorrow, just not talking.
Great. I mean, you know I'm driving down to see my family. They're going to make me talk.
Just be silent and moody.
Oh my god.
Well, as always, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for playing along with us at Monster Prom. Thanks for listening to me get rejected at prom. While Catherine went on to triumph and go to hell.
Well, you know me. I love that demon dick.
As always, thanks for listening, guys. Gucci.
Gucci.